Hey, everybody. We're here at Palmyra High School. We're here with Matthew Bordner, and Palmyra just scored a big 3-2 victory over Conrad Weiser in the district quarterfinals. Matthew had a pretty good game. We'll let him talk a little bit, and he also had an assist on the game-winning goal. But Matthew, just first of all, just tell me like your thoughts, your emotions, what's going on in your head right now.
I mean, I'm excited. It was a hard-fought game. It was a team effort. It was back and forth battle. I mean, that's a great team we just played. Someone we easily could have lost to, but we fought till the very end and we came out with the W.
And it was Caleb had the goal?
Caleb Siller had the goal, yes.
Okay. Just tell me like what you remember about the goal.
I got played in the ball from the outside back, I think, Gabe, and I waited for him to run around me and I flicked it behind my leg and he took it and finished it off.
Yeah.
Hey. It was a great shot. It was a great pass and a great shot, and it was a great game too. Tell me like in your head like what kind of a game was it? I thought it was like high energy. It was kind of like just like a playoff atmosphere. How'd the game go for you guys, and what kind of a game was it?
I mean, it was a scrappy game back and forth. It was just a battle, physical game. I feel like neither team really settled into it and played soccer how they wanted to, but we just went back and forth, goal for goal, and it just ended up going in our favor.
Hey, Matthew, did you guys play your best game tonight?
I think till the end, yes, we played our best game in overtime. I think we fought hard in overtime. During the game, I wouldn't say our best, but we gave enough to get the win.
What was the first half like for you guys?
I think we didn't settle in enough, and we were just a little panicked on the ball, and that's what cost us the goal. But as the game went on, like I said, we settled in more.
Matthew, you scored the second goal.
Yes.
From Braden Sunho, right?
Yeah.
Just what do you remember about that goal?
The ball got played off a 6, I believe, and Braden just flicked it on, and I volleyed it from about like the 20-25 into the bottom corner, and I mean, yeah, it was a good goal.
Yeah.
Hey, just tell me about the season you guys are having. I think it's pretty good. I think it's maybe been a little bit up and down, but explain to me what kind of a season you guys have had.
It started off good. We were 7-0. We took a tough loss to Conestoga Valley in our 8th game, but we bounced back, and we ended up getting one more loss and one more draw through the rest of our games. But in playoffs, we've had a lot of confidence going forward, and I think we'll just continue doing that.
Hey, You guys qualified for states tonight,
yep.
Right? There's a lot of good things. What was the best thing about tonight? The magnitude of the importance of tonight. What was the best thing about it in your mind?
Just qualifying for states, like the energy, the confidence that's going to bring us into the semifinal. We play our rivals Hershey at their place, which we beat earlier in the season, and we're just going to have so much confidence going into that game, and I'm really looking forward to it.
Matthew, what were those games like with Hershey this year?
They were close battle, kind of like this. I feel like it was more soccer than scrappy, but we ended up getting the W in both of those, and I think we will in the semifinals.
You know, I don't think it's a surprise that you guys are playing them, right? You guys played them in district final last year too. Just can you describe that rivalry with Hershey and kind of what's that like? What's that like to play Hershey?
I mean, I remember when I was a little kid coming to the games back and forth battle. It would always get scrappy, you know. It's the biggest rivalry around here, Palmyra versus Hershey, and I'm looking forward to it.
Hey, one more question. I'll let you go. I think you kick for the football team. Is that right? Okay. How's that going for you?
It's good. The football team's 1-8, I believe, but I'm doing good with my field goals and kickoff, so I'm happy with it. I enjoy it.
And what were the circumstances around you just kicking for the football team?
I don't know. I thought about it, and I think I have the leg to do it, and I'm just seeing where it takes me.
Yeah, I think you made a longer field, like a 40-yarder
this
year?
It was a 41-yarder, yeah.
Okay, good. Hey, Matthew Bordner, thank you so much for your time. Great game, and just good luck on Monday.
Thank you.